We begin the Kardav Mesachdis Erev and Dav Vav. We begin on the bottom of Heyam and Beis, second line from the bottom, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous Daf, discussing regarding what's called the Pirtza, the breach in the Mavi. And that is the Mavi surrounding the three walls. It's an alleyway that the courtyards enter into, which the houses enter to the courtyard, and that goes into the alleyway. And then that alleyway, the Mavi, goes into the Rosh Hashanah. So it's closed on three sides. And generally, an area that we want it to be considered as Rosh Hashanah has to be closed on four sides. However, the halach is that we, for the fourth side that's open to the Rosh Hashanah, we place either a lechi or a kaira, and that is what's enough to be either a heker or a mechitza for it to be considered its own distinct area, separate from the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's not going to be a problem, even rabbinically, to carry over there. However, if there's a breach, then they could possibly invalidate to passel that wall, and therefore, thereby not having the requisite amount of walls for it to be considered a proper mavet. Our Gemara continues discussing, depending possibly where the breach is, how large the breach can be, that it will be invalidating the wall, and if it's smaller than that, that'll still be considered a wall and a kosher mavet. So Amrav Chana bar Rav Amrav. Mavet Shenifrit, regarding a mavet, again, as we mentioned, that was breached. So we continue on to the top of Vav Medav. So it depends, he says, and this is Rav Chana bar Rav's version of Rav's opinion. It says, Mitzidai, if it's on the side wall, that is the length of the wall that's in the length of the Mavi, but not in the front of the Mavi, the one that's open in the width of the Mavi, rather in the length. And then there's still four Tfachim that stand from the opening of the Mavi to the Rosh Hashanah until the breach. So you have, again, the length, we have the walls that go in the length of the Mavi. So therefore, there's a breach there on the side if there's at least four Tfachim of a wall or a pass, that is a board that's put by the entryway of the mavoi, that it's not totally breached there on the side by the open, but rather it's drawn back a little bit, then be Esther. Then you could have the breach up till 10 amas, and that will not be considered invalidating the wall. That will be considered possibly like a Pesach, an opening, but it will not totally invalidate the wall of the mavoi, and therefore it would be kosher. Meroisha, however, if it's in the front of the mavoi. That is, for example, let's say the mavoi was 20 amas wide, and then the person went and he diminished that width with a 10 amma wall to make now the opening only 10 ammas. And the reason for that is, as we learned in our Mishnah, the harach of me'esri yamait, if the width of the opening is larger than 10 ammas, you have to diminish it, you have to make it smaller, it has to be not more than 10 ammas. Now, that wall that was placed there on the width, which is again the part that opens up to the Rosh Hashanah Abim, if there was a breach in that wall, then the halach is, bedalad, that breach is only allowed to be up till 4 tefachim. More than that, it will invalidate that wall, and then you're going to have a mavi that's open wider than 10 amas, which is going to be pasul. And that the Gemara asks the logical question. Maishna mitzidai be'eser, why is it different than on the side wall, again, on the length of those walls, that you allow the opening, the breach up till 10 amas? The amar pischu, because you say, what's obvious, that the breach is not a breach. It's an opening, it's a doorway. More than 10 amas, you don't make a doorway, that's a breach. But up till 10 amas, it's a doorway, and therefore it's kosher. You're allowed to have doorways coming into houses or wherever enclosed areas are. Therefore, it's kosher. Mirishi nami name pischu. From the front, let it also be called the wall. Let it also be called the opening and entryway. And therefore, this 10 amas should be considered a full-fledged wall, and therefore the opening is only 10 amis, not more than that, because although there's a breach of more than 4 tvachim, but up till 10 amis, it should be considered an opening and not a breach. And that the Gemara says, that's a good question. However, we're talking about kigoyin shenifritz bekeren zavis. If, for example, if it's breached in the corner, and that is the pischa bekeren zavis le'abdi inchi, nobody makes an opening in a corner. And that is the area where it met in the corner, there was breached, there could only be allowed up till 4 tvachim, because more than that, we won't consider that an opening because no one makes an opening on the side, either make it in the front or on the side, but not together in the corner. And therefore, if the breach is in the corner area, it's only going to be up to 4 tefachim. More than that is a breach and will validate that wall. And therefore, you're going to have an opening more than 10 amas. That is the opinion of Rechon by Rav in the name of Rav. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna argues on the whole entire din. And he says, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh barba. Doesn't make a difference where it is. If it's on the side or on the front, it's only going to be kosher up to 4 tefachim. And Rav Huna also said this to Rav Chanan bar Rava, who he said the other opinion, the first opinion, said, Loi tiflug alai. Don't argue on me to say that Rav said that it's kosher, as you wanted to say, that a breach of up till 10 amas on the side will be kosher. It's not true. Don't tell me that's what Rav said. Because the Rav ikladat ladamcharya, Rav went to this place, damcharya, vavir uv de kavasi, and he did just like me, which is that it's only kosher up to 4 tvachim. More than that, even on the side wall, he invalidated. And therefore, don't tell me this is what Rav said to argue and say that it's going to be kosher. Adol tel ames, because there's a story that actually happened, and Rav Paskin not like you, and that he said it's only kosher, even on the side, up to 4 tvachim. And that Omalei, that he answered, Rav Chanan bar Rava answered Rav Huna, says, don't bring me a raya from that story. It's not difficult. Because although their Rav was machmer, even on the sidewall, more than four tefachim, because Rav biko matzah, Rav found an open valley, which is a euphemism saying that he found these amaratzim, these ignorant people that were very negligent in the mitzvahs. For God the Begeder, and therefore he fenced a boundary, that is, he was stringent on them, to make a boundary to distance them from Aveira, like a person that fences in the open area that has to be protected, and therefore in truth on the sidewall, really, it's kosher up to 10 amos. Although you have a story from Rav himself that he went and said it's invalid more than 4 tefachim on the side, that's because he was machmer on these people, because he said these people are negligent. If I let them go up to 10 amos, they'll take 20. So I'll tell them 4 tefachim, and therefore they'll come to keep the actual letter of the law, and that's why it's not a raya from there. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. However, Rav Nachman Yitzchak wants to say la halacha that kavaseid Rav Huna mistab. It makes sense to passing like Rav Huna that Rav held that even on the sidewall it was only kosher up to 4 tefachim and not more, as Rav Chanan bar Rava said, up to 10 amos. The reason is didman, because we learned from Rav himself regarding a halacha of mavoi akum, a mavoi that, again, a mavoi is the alleyway that opens up the Rishus Rav that's bent. And what happens is it's that there's two openings that open to Rosh Hashanah, as some Gemaras have the picture of a mavi. Again, a mavi is generally open on one side to Rosh Hashanah and closed off on the three other sides, with the people from the courtyards, from the chaserim, opening up into that mavi. However, the case over here is that it's like an L-shaped. And therefore, it's open to, the other ones are opening on possibly on the corner of the L where it comes in, that's what the Chatzair is open to it, but the Mavoi itself is open to Rosh Hashanah on two sides. It's a bent Mavoi, and therefore on either side of the opening of the L, it opens to Rosh Hashanah, which in principle, it seems like that really that there's two different Mavois, each one ending on the bottom of the L, and then opening up to the Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, on this case, we have a Machlik as Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Teirasei Kemefulish. Rav says that this Mavoi Akum, this bent Mavoi, in truth, will have the status of a Mavoi that's open to Rosh Hashanah on both sides. Where the halacha is that up until now we were discussing a Mavoi that's open to Rosh Hashanah on one side, and it's closed up on the three other sides. However, if it's open on either side to Rosh Hashanah, then the halacha is you need to have a Tzurus HaPesach, a form of a doorway, that is to have two side posts and a crossbeam over it, which is a form of a doorway on one side, and a lechi or a kair on the other side, as the Gemara later on will explain. So too Rav says, this case of the bent mavoi, you have to have for the two openings that open up to the side of the Rosh Hashanah, you have to have a lechi on either side of the opening of the L that opens to Rosh Hashanah, and where it turns, where it bends in the middle of the L, there is at least one place you have to have a Tzurus HaPesach, because the opening of each Mavoi opens up to the other part of the L is open to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore he says that this bent Mavoi will have the same status as a Mavoi that's open to Rosh Hashanah, which on one side you have to have at least a Tzurus HaPesach, which is the form of a doorway, and the other side you could have either a side post or a crossbeam, but you have to have at least that. So therefore in this case of the L, we have like three different junctures. You have the places where they open to Rosh Hashanah, and then you have the middle part of the L. So therefore, at least you have to have one Tzurus HaPesach, because if you put it in the middle, you'll have a Tzurus HaPesach for each one of these quote-unquote mavois, which are the legs of the L, that you'll have a Tzurus HaPesach. And the other side will have the Lech HaKari, that will be the side opening up to the Shusram. However, Shmuel HaMashmuel argues, and he says, Terasei Kesasim, we view this mavoi as if it's closed, and you don't need where it's bent anything. Rather, you make each one makes a lechi by where it opens to the Shusha Rabbim, and the other one makes a lechi where it opens to the Shusha Rabbim, and you don't have to have a Tzurus HaPesach only when it opens up directly, one opposite the other, into Rosh Shusha Rabbim. And therefore, this case where it doesn't open directly to Rosh Shusha Rabbim, it's not flushed straight into Rosh Shusha Rabbim from either side of the Mavoi, rather it bends. But view it as two separate Mavois, and each one ends somewhere, and although it opens on one side to the other Mavoi, but that's where it ends, and the other one ends over there, and they just share the same ending, and therefore each one is open on one side to Rosh Hashanah. You have to have just a lechi or a kaya where it opens, and therefore it has the halacha as a closed Mavoi. Now the Gemara asks and elaborates on this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, but my eskinan, what is this exact dimensions of this Mavoi Akum, of this bent Mavoi that they're discussing? If you say that it's more than 10 amos, that is the width of where the curve happens, which is on the corner of the L, if that curve is more than 10 amos, would Shmuel say over there that it's going to be considered as a closed mavoi and that it's enough with a lechi just where it opens to Rosh Hashanah? But since that bend is more than 10 amos, we should view it as one large mavoi. And in such a case, Shmuel wouldn't say that it's not mefulish. He would agree, of course, to Rav. If the bend is more than 10 amos, because it bends a little bit, you never have it perfectly straight. Therefore, if it's wider than 10 amos when the bend's DL, then of course we view it as one long mava, and of course it should be like Rav, that it's mefulish, and you should have to have it to Rav Pesach. So Elalav, the Gemara says, Be'eser must be that the curve is not larger than 10 amos. And therefore, become a Rav to Rasek and mefulish. And yet in spite of that, Rav, who's arguing, Shmuel says, that we do view it as it's totally open. And that's why he says you have to have at least a Tzuris HaPesach on one side and Lechi and Kerr on the other side, because we view it as a regular Mavi HaMefulish that's open, flush to Rosh HaSarabim. Alma appears as Mavi Mitzid Bedalid. So this was the proof that Rav Nachman B'Yitzchok was proving that the Halacha should be like Rav Huna in the opinion of Rav, and not like Rav Chanan bar Rava in the opinion of Rav, because here we have, as the Rach explains, we have a breach that's less than 10 amos, and yet Rav is saying that it has Halacha like Mefulish. So obviously, a pirtza that's on the side wall of the mavi, which is what they are, where it opens to the other mavi that it's connecting with, it's not the one that's open in the front to the Rosh Hashanah. Rather, it's the side wall, and yet we're saying that because it's more than 4 tfachim, according to Rav, then it's going to be considered mefulish and not sus, and not closed the way Shmuel says. So therefore, again, it sounds like, Rav, this is what Rav Nachman Yitzchok's Raya is, that the opinion would be like Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, because we see Rav expresses elsewhere that even if it's 10 amos, in other words, not more than that, yet it's being considered like a breach, like it's open to the other mavi, breached open there, and therefore we consider it as one long mavi, hamafulish Rosh Hashanah, in spite of the fact that it's not more than 10 amos, and yet, according to the opinion of Rechon by Rav, we should say that it should be closed off because he holds that it's a Pesach, and therefore it's still considered a distinct area of its own. That's the Gemara's Raya for Rav Huna, that again, that the opinion of Rav would be that it doesn't make a difference where it is, in the front or in the side, there's always going to be a breach allowed only up until 4 tfachim. More than that, it's not considered a Pesach anymore, it's considered a breach. However, the Gemara says, Rav Chanan bar Rava, he would answer and say, no, it's not a Raya. Because Shani Hasam, this case where you bring me from Rav, that this Mavi Akum, where there, so to speak, these two Mavis that are connecting in the shape of an L, that we view it as breached, even though it's not more than 10 Amis, there it's different, the Kaboki bar Rabim, because that case, the public constantly traverses there, they're constantly traveling there. And because that's what it is, it's a mavi yakum. A mavi is a alleyway where all the people from all the chatzeres, all the courtyards walk through there to get to the Rosh Hashanah. Now everyone's walking through this bent mavi, this mavi yakum, and therefore, even if it's just a little bit more than 4 tefachim, it's going to be considered a breach, not an opening. However, regarding the case that we're mentioning, where you have a regular mavi that's closed on 3 sides and then it has a breach on the side wall, then because the public doesn't generally go through there, it's a regular mavi where people go the regular way through the public opening, which is open only on the 4th side, then the breach on the side wall would be allowed up till 10 amos. It's only here by mavi akim where it's different because this is exactly where they're walking through. Therefore, if it's going to be more than 4 tefachim, it's going to be considered breached open to the other part. And that's why it's considered, according to Rav, a mavi hamafulish. But on that, the Gemara asks, according to that interpretation, mechlal de Rav Huna, so that sounds like if that's what Rav Chanan bar Rava is holding, then it would infer that the one who argues in him, that Rav Huna, suffered that he would hold that even by a breach, that afal gav deloy baki baram, that even where the public does not go through, for example, if let's say it's breached open to a dirty place like a garbage dump or someplace where there's filth and there's cement, where people don't generally walk through that type of a breach. And yet in spite of that, Rav Huna is obviously arguing to say that it would still be usher more than 4 tefachim, because that's exactly what Rav Chanan bar Rava is saying. He's saying that, look, I agree to you that it's going to be a breach more than 4 tefachim, where that's where the public goes. But our machlokes, exactly that's how he's quantifying the machlokes, is where people don't generally go, which is the side of a wall, that which is not open to a Rosh Hashanah or where people are traveling, which would sound like, even if it's open to a garbage dump or people not going, that's where we argue, me and you, Rav Huna, that there, I say that it's going to be allowed up to 10 amos, which sounds like Rav Huna would say, even opening up to a garbage dump, more than 4 tefachim will be considered a pirtza, not an opening. However, that's difficult. Why is that any different from Rav Amir Vasi that we quote on the previous daf, that they said that if there's at least a pasar ba, if there's a board of at least 4 tefachim near the opening of the mavi, again, a regular classic mavi that's closed on 3 sides, open on the 4th side to Rosh Hashanah, if there's a breach on the side wall, if there's at least a board or at least part of the wall left on the side of the wall that has the breach of at least 4 tefachim right by the entryway, then they say that the breach is mutter up until 10 amos. So obviously you see that the breach of a mavi on the side wall is mutter up until 10 amos. Why would Rav Huna say that even on the side wall, where even if the public is not going, is a breach more than four tefachim, when Rabbi Meir Basi said that it's mutter up till 10 amas. And that's the Gemara says, don't ask from me, from Rabbi Meir Basi, because Hasim over there by Rabbi Meir Basi, that they said that it's allowed to be up till 10 amas, because there's still some pieces of the wall that are left over on the foundation, even where the breach is, but on the bottom of the wall, the wall was, let's say, breached, it broke, but the bottom still has some pieces of height of 3 or 4 tefachim high along the entire breach, where it's not easy for a person to traverse, to go through. Therefore, they say, up to 10 amas, we're not going to view it as a total breach, because people are not walking through it, it's challenging. But hacha over here, where I said that it's us or even more than 4 tefachim, the leke gedudi, where there's nothing left of the wall that's on the floor, and therefore even more than 4 tefachim is going to be a breach, because then people are going to easily go through. And therefore, don't ask me from Rabbi Meir Basi on my opinion, because they were talking about, although it seems like the same case, but that there were still some parts of the wall on the bottom left, which is in the way, it still blocks people, therefore up to 10 amas, we will not view it as a breach, but I was talking, nothing's in the way, and therefore more than 4 tefachim is a problem. So again, we had a machlekas in the opinion of Rav. What does Rav hold regarding a breach? That is, regarding the wall in the front, that we said, if let's say it's wider than it's wider than 10 amas, let's say 20 amas, and you made a wall of 10 amas, then we said a breach in that wall will be a problem more than 4 tefachim. However, on the side wall, we had a machlekes, if it's going to be allowed up until 10 amas, or would Rav hold even it's a breach, even on the side wall, if it's more than 4 tefachim. That was the machlekes we had in the opinions of Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rava, and exactly what was the opinion of Rav. Now the Gemara continues with a similar topic. Tan Rabban. We continue on this halachas of Mavi. So the Braisa asks a question. Well, the Gemara later will elaborate exactly what is the Gemara saying. But it sounds like the Braisa is asking, how do you go ahead and be ma'arv, which basically means to say that it's an area that you could carry of a Rishas Aram, of an actual public domain, which it sounds like, as Rashi explains, it has all the four criteria of Rishas Aram. It's 16 amas wide. It's a city that has 600,000 people there. There is no wall. And that the Mavoi, that is this area, the Rishas Aram of that city, is flush from one gate of the city to the other gate of the city. And that's what's called mefulish, which is similar, has to have all these four criteria to be similar to the encampment in the Midbar, which is where we learn out the halachas of Shabbos from the Dur HaMidbar, how it was by the Mishkan. So therefore, the Bryce is asking, how could you go ahead and take an actual Rishus Rab and turn it into an area that you can carry? So the Bryce says, a machlekes. The Tanakhama says, Isitzuris HaPesach Mikan, you make a figure of a doorway on one side of that Rishus Rabim, which is that gate, and then you make a lechi, a side post, or a crossbeam on the other side of the city. And that will go ahead and allow you to carry over there. Now you turned it from Rishus Rabim into a Rishus Yachar, the area we could carry. However, Chananya Mechananya argues. And he says that it's a machlekes between Bishame and Bishil, which is neither one like the opinion of the Tanakhama. Bishame and Bishame say, Isidelis Mikan, Videlis Mikan. You have, again, this city, which is a Rishus Rabim, and you have two doorways, the north and the south, let's say. So you have to have, by these two openings, you have to have a door on either side. And not only that, when you go in and you go out of the city, the door always has to be locked. Then it's going to be considered an area where you could carry, and it won't be usher because of Allah of Rishus Rabim. Bisul and Bisul will say, no. You have to make a delis, you have to make a door on one side, but you can make a side post or a crossbeam on the other one. You don't have to have two doors. And that is this two-way machlekes, which in a way is a three-way machlekes, again, regarding what do you do with a Rishus Rabim? How could you be ma'arvid? How could you make it an area that you could carry on? It does require a tzuris pesach and a lechi v'kayro, or does it require two doors or one door and a lechi v'kayro? But another Gemara asks on the ikur halacha of this braisa, Rishus Rabim, mi ma'arvid, can you actually be ma'arvid and join together to make an area we can carry that of a public domain? But the Gemara says, we learn the braisa. The braisa starts, it's the middle of a braisa, and the braisa says, yes, shakin am Rabbi Yehuda, even more than this Rabbi Yehuda says. And that is, the beginning part of the braisa was saying that if, let's say, a person builds a roof from one house to another house, that are on two sides of a Rishus Rabim, of a public domain. Let's say you have an avenue running through and two sides of that avenue are houses. You make a roof that goes from one house to the other house. Or for example, let's say there's a bridge that's open to the Rishus Rabim. The Yehuda says it's permitted to carry under that bridge or under that roof between the two houses that cross over that avenue, over that Rishus Rabim. And that is because of the halacha, what's called Pitikra Yerid Vesleisim, which is that the opening of the roof comes down. We view the end of that roof as if it's a wall and it's going to enclose the area. So, for example, let's say a bridge, you could imagine, by the bridge, under the bridge, we view that as that roof, as those two walls, the sides coming down, and enclose the whole area. And that's what the Gemara says in Perek Kol Gagas here. And the Bryce is saying that even more than that, that even when you don't have this halacha of pi tikra, of the opening of the roof coming down, that is, you don't have any roof, and now we continue on to Amud Beis, that more than this, Rabbi Yehuda said that since there's two full-fledged walls, if let's say you have this, the wall of this house, which is just the front of the house on this side of the Rosh Hashanah, and you have the wall of this side of a house on the other side of the Rosh Hashanah, that even that really is enough to be ma'arav and let a person carry there. But you still have to do something to make it a little type of a tikkun, as we have like by a mavo, a certain type of a tikkun you have to do, which is, that is as the Gemara brings, mishahayul shnei batim mishnei tzid Rosh Hashanah. Someone had two houses on either side of the public domain. All you have to do is make a side post on this side. In other words, by one corner of the house on one side of the Rosh Hashanah. The lechem ikan and another side post on that same house, but on the other side of that house. And then it's going to be as if the Rosh Hashanah is closed on either side. And then you'd be able to carry from house to house. That is, again, Yehuda holds really just having two walls is enough to make it an area of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. However, similar to like our halachas by Mavoi, that although in Midrais it's okay to carry there, but the Rabban were concerned, they had to find some way to make also somewhat of a tikkun for that Mavoi. So they said you have to put a lechi, a side post, or a crossbeam by the one that's open to Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yehuda says something very similar. He goes, you have these two houses on either side. So now, however, it's open on this side and this side, so just to make it somewhat of a tikkun, you have on each side of this one house, not this house, just this house, a lechi over here and the lechi over here. So when you're going over here to that side, you see the lechi here. When you're coming out this way, you see the lechi over here. And then that's how you misaken it. And therefore, since Midday Reis, it's enough with these two walls. To have a lechi on either side of this one house will rectify the two other sides that open up the Rosh Hashanah, and then you can carry from house to house. Or similarly, as the Gemara says, Oikari Mikan, Oikari Mikan, you can make a crossbeam from this side or a crossbeam from this side. Either way, it's the same. Either you do a Lechi or Kara. But Naisim, Naisim, Amtsa, and then you could carry in the middle. Again, you have a crossbeam going across. So either you're going to have a Lechi when you're coming out on either side. Again, on either side is houses. You're not walking there. So you're walking the other way. So either you're going to have a Lechi on either side when you're going, or you're going to have a Kara on either side. And then that'll be the rectification you could carry in the middle. So Amaloy, the Rabban said to Yehuda, "Ein ma'arav in Rosh Hashanah b'kach. You can't be ma'arav in Rosh Hashanah b'kach. Like, this is a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. You can't make an Eruv and joining these two houses together by putting a Lechi or a Kaira." And therefore, the Gemara is saying that we have a Brice that says, "How you ma'arav in Rosh Hashanah?" So the Gemara is asking, "You cannot be ma'arav." As the Rabban said, "You cannot be ma'arav in Rosh Hashanah." What is the Brice talking about? What are they arguing about? Chananya, Tanikam, Bisham, Besil, you cannot be ma'arav in Rosh Hashanah. And that the Gemara says that maybe it's not a difficulty. Maybe when the Rabban answered Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that way that Rabbi Yehuda wanted to do, that way you cannot be ma'arav Rosh Hashanah. In other words, just two houses on either side and a lechi okay, that won't be enough. But maybe to have one door and then a lechi okay, maybe that would be enough to make an Erev, as that's the opinion of Basil, that they said, yes, you're right. You can't just do like Rabbi Yehuda wanted to do to ma'arav Rosh Hashanah. Again, to have a lechi on either side or a kair on either side. But if you have a door on one side, and then you have houses on either side, so there's only one side open to Rosh Hashanah, maybe that would be enough to have just a lechi or a kair. And that the Gemara said, but that's also difficult. Because V'amar, Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yechanan, he said, Yerushalayim, regarding the city of Yerushalayim, that is, it has its own Rosh Hashanah, that's open from one gate of Yerushalayim to the other gate, and it's flush, it's mefulish, and there's 600,000 people that walk through every day, and it's 16 amos wide. So Rabbi Yechanan said, regarding Yerushalayim, El moli dal seseho, and in alas balayla, if not for the fact that the doors are closed at nighttime of the gate, chayav nalem Rosh Hashanah, carrying in Yerushalayim would make a person liable for carrying in the public domain. However, because the doors are locked at night, so we consider it not anymore like a Rosh Hashanah, rather we consider it like a Chatzah Shel Rab, like a public courtyard, and therefore you could be Ma'arav and make an Erev from the whole area. However, even if you don't make an Erev in Yerushalayim, as long as the doors are closed, so then it's still not a Rosh Hashanah, it would be a Karmelis. And then you still wouldn't be liable, it would still be only Asim Drabbanan, as the Gemara says in the last parak that Yerushalayim is a Karmelis. However, but what you see is that it needs to have doors on both sides. It's not enough with a door on one side. As the Gemara says similarly, V'amar Ula, Ula said a similar thing. That Hani Avula de Mechuza, regarding these gates of Mechuza, one of a city Mechuza, that the gates of the city were flush, one opposite the other, and as we said, it had 600,000 people. Again, a regular full-fledged Rosh Hashanah, like the case we're talking about. That Ula said, Il moli dal sesen in olis, if not for the fact that the doors were clocked, you would be liable for carrying it as if it's a public domain. So what you see is that you need to have two doors locked every single night. And yet here we're saying, in the opinion of Beis Hillel at least, that it's enough with one door and the other side to have a lechi and a kayra on the other side. How could we say that? How could we be ma'arvish or saram? We said you cannot be ma'arvish or saram. And if you want to say that it's only because to do it the way Rabbi Huda did it, but to do it with a door, that would be enough, but that's not true. Even with one door, it's not enough. We see it has to be both doors closed, which is not like the opinion of Beis Hillel in what we're trying to say in the Braisa. So then the Gemara says, the way we had assumed that it was Rosh Hashanah, we're not talking about a regular full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. That you cannot be Ma'ariv. You cannot do it the way Behuda did it. We're just doing two lechis. You can't do it even the way it was assumed that you could have one door and one lechi b'kara. No. You have to totally lock down the city. Two doors, then we view it as a chatzar, but a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah, you cannot make it Erev. Elam Rav Yehuda ha'chikam. This is what the Braisa was saying, and this is what they're arguing about. Ketzin Ma'arvin Mavois. How can you make an Erev to join a Mavin alleyway? However, although we use the term Rosh Hashanah, it's because they have a flush in Rosh Hashanah. That's open, flush into the Rosh Hashanah. That is, it is a mavi. It's not, let's say it's less than 16 amos wide, so it's not a Rosh Hashanah, it's a mavi. But it's open to a Rosh Hashanah on either side. That is what they were arguing about. On that, the Tanna Kama said, that it's enough to make a Tzuris HaPesach, a form of a doorway on one side, and a crossbeam or a side post on the other side, and that's okay, that we could have this machlokes between Tanna Kama and Chananya, Bisham, Bisil, regarding what you could do to rectify, since it's only a mavi, it's not a Rosh Hashanah, but a Rosh Hashanah, you have to have two doors, it has to be locked down, it has to be like a chatzar, because if it would be like a Rosh Hashanah, there's no way you could make an Erev even with one door. Now, la halacha, the Gemara wants to say, so regarding this machlokes, itmar we learn. Rav Amar Hilchasuk Tanakam. Rav said Allah Chavaz Tanakama, that again it's enough with this mavi that's open to Rosh Hashanah on either side. Let's say you have a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah and it's going, it's a highway. Sometimes highways turn into local streets. So that, let's say that local street is less than 16 amos wide. So that's like a mavi. So it's a highway, it's Rosh Hashanah going into a narrow street, going into again to the highway. So that's a mavi mafulish Rosh Hashanah. He says Allah Tanakama, one side you make of the mavi Tzuris HaPesach, and the other side, you can make a lechi or kar. Shmuel Amashmuel says that halacha is kechananya. The halacha is like kechananya again, as he says in the opinion of Bisil, that you have to have a door and a lechi b'kar. Not enough to have just a door, a frame, that is a tzuris ha-pesach, an entryway, which is two side posts and a cross beam over it. Rather, you have to have an actual door and a tzuris, and the other side a lechi b'kar. So now the Gemara asks, Ibailu, they asked the following question. L'chananya alivet Beis Hillel, regarding what we just said, the way Shmuel paskins, that in the opinion of Chananya, in the opinion of Beis Hillel, tzarech linoil, do you have to actually close that door? Again, we said according to Beis Hillel, you have to have a door on one side, and a lech in the car on the other side. Now that one, that lone door, do you have to actually lock it? Or you ain't tzarech linoil, you don't have to lock it, you just have to actually have a door. Toshama the Gemara brings a right, the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, ain't tzarech linoil, you don't have to lock that door, it just has to have actually a door. You don't have to lock the door again. One side has a crossbeam or a side post, and the other one just has a door. Those that say, the Amr of Masna, but did he have a Uvda? I actually had a story of Amr Shmuel and Tzarchlin, and Shmuel told me, who he's the one, the Pasna of Chananya, named Basil, that you don't have to lock the door. It's enough just to actually have the door. So now, Boyim Nim Ravon, they asked from Avonon the same question. Tzarchlin or ain't Tzarchlin? This door that Basil said you have to have, do you have to lock it or not? So Amalahu, he said to them, Tochazi, come and see, I'll show you. Hani avuli de Narda. These doorways of Narda, the entryway of this mavoi that's mefulish l'shusarabim, which is exactly the case we were talking about, that it's open on either side to l'shusarabim, the timin al palgayu ba'afa, that the doors are submerged halfway in earth, that it's totally locked down, and no one could actually move the doors because it's stuck in the earth, and so therefore it's stuck. And Shmuel, who he's the one that paskins like Bissel, that you have to have the door and you have to have another side lechikar, and he walked in and out and he didn't say anything. That is obviously that you don't have to close it because or else he would have been meichel. He said, what's going on? The door here, it's stuck. It's supposed to be able to close because that's the halacha of Bissel. Obviously that the door does not have to be closed, and everyone agrees that's the understanding of the opinion of Bissel. But the Gemara says, Rav Kana says, there's no raya from that story because hanach megufer sabi regarding those doorways of the door actually of Narda. Those doors, they were magufas, which is they weren't totally open. Rather, they were closed and open a little bit, and that's how people were able to get in. Maybe that's what's necessary. It's not a proof that it can be totally open. Maybe it has to be almost totally closed, and therefore Shmuel wasn't Meicha Again, so although everyone said, and that's their understanding of Bishel, that it doesn't have to be closed, but he says it's not a right from that story because there it was still much of the way closed, and maybe that's what's necessary, and it's not enough to be totally open. So the Gemara says regarding that those doorways of Narda, that Kiyasa Rav Nachman actually came to Narda, he said, Panyu Lafrayu, get rid of this earth, which means to say the earth that the door was stuck in. So the Gemara asks, Lamek Savar Rav Nachman Tarach Linol, does Rav Nachman argue and everybody else, and he says you actually have to close the doors at night? And then the Gemara says, Loy, no, he agrees with everyone else that the door doesn't actually have to be closed. However, Kivan Diru Uyis Linol, it has to have at least that it's able, that it has the ability to be closed, Afa Pishay Ninolas, even if it's not closed. The Gemara says in many places, Haroi Labila, something has to be fit for it to be done, then we view it as not a problem, even if it's not done. It has to have the ability. And therefore, just get it rid of the earth, and then you don't have to close it, but at least it has the ability to be closed. Then it'll function in this format that basically requires it to have a door on one side and a Lechi and Kaira on the other side. Now the Gemara brings a story related to the halachas, these two halachas of Rav and Shmuel that they argued on Amid Aleph and Amid Beis. Hahu mavi okum de ahava ben arda. There was this bent mavi that we mentioned in Amid Aleph that was in the arda, and that is, again, as we said before, that the two openings were flush into Rishus HaRabim. But here it's a little different than the one we spoke about in Amid Aleph. Here it's like a ches, and that is, they're both open to the same, as some Gemaras have a picture, it's open to the same Rishus HaRabim. So again, it opens over here, it's bent in one place, then it's bent again, and then they both open as a U into the Rishus HaRabim onto the same side. So the Gemara says that the people of Narda, Rami Alei Chumr de Rav, V'Chumr de Shmuel, they practiced the stringency of Rav and the stringency of Shmuel, both regarding their machlokes that we had on Amid Aleph and the machlokes we had over them over here on Amid Beis. And therefore, since they practiced both of their stringencies, V'atzuchu Tolosos, they required to have doors by the two places where the Mavi bent. As we said, it's like a ches. So therefore, on the bottom, it curves, it bends two times. By both bends, they require doors. As the Gemara explains, Chumri de Rav, they utilized the Chumri, the stringency of Rav's opinion, the Amai Terasa Kemefolish, that he said by a bent Mavoy, that we view it as if it's an open, flush Mavoy. And therefore, here on both bends, it's open to areas that open to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you have to have a doorway for the ability of both Mavoys, because since each Mavoy that's open to Rosh Hashanah is it opens to the other one on where it's bent, so therefore it has to have a doorway on one side, which is by the bend, and a lechi akara on the other side where it opens to Rosh Hashanah. But then the question is, but v'amar Rav halacha k'tanakama, but Rav on here on Amid Beis, he says halacha follows the Tanakama that you don't need to have a doorway via mavi that's mefulah Rosh Hashanah. It's enough to have a tzuris ha-pesach. So therefore, why, again, so you're stringent like Rav, and you say that when it's bent, we don't view it as closed, and that it should only require a lechi and kaira where it opens to Rosh Hashanah. You actually have to rectify both ends, because we view it as if it's opening to Rosh Hashanah, where it comes around the other side. But he himself says when it's a mavi that's mefulish, even straight, into Rosh Hashanah, it only needs a tzuris ha-pesach, because he passes like the Tanakama, that you have to have a lechi and kaira on one side, and only a doorway, an entryway, a tzuris ha-pesach, on the other side, and not a door. So therefore, why are you requiring a door by both bends? And that the Gemara says, Kishmul, because they were stringent like Shmuel. Dama halacha ketanikama, because he said, the halacha follows the Tanakama, like Chananya, who he says that Chananya in the opinion of Basil, that says that yes, one side lecha vikara, but the other side has to have a delos, has to have a door. And therefore, here where it's opening it, where it bends to the Rishus HaRabim, therefore has to have the lecha vikara, and the other side has to have a door. But then the question is, wait, so you're being stringent like Shmuel? But v'amar Shmuel, teresik esasim. But Shmuel says regarding a bent mavoi that it has halacha like a closed mavoi, and therefore you wouldn't need anything by the bends, and just it would be enough a lecha vikara where it opens. And that the answer is yes, but karav, we're stringent like Rav, dama teresik mafulish, that says that the mavoi is, when it's bent, like it's open, and therefore that was what they was requiring, a door, an actual door by both bends, because they were being machmal like Rav on Amid Aleph regarding halacha of mavi akum, that we view it as if it's flush open and require doors, because they were machmal like Shmuel regarding the halacha over here that he passed like Chananya in the opinion of Bisil, that when you have a mavi that's mafulish, it's just a rabbin, that you have to have a lecha vikar on one side and a delis on the other side. But then the Gemara asks, on this incident of the people of Nardoi, which brings together the two machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, of Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, that they were machim like both Rav, although and then regarding a different component, like Shmuel, in the same story of the doors by the bent mavi. The Gemara asks, Umi avdine ketrei chumri, do we actually follow two stringencies of two different opinions and just take the hard line? But for time, we learn the Braisa. La oilam halacha kibisil. The halacha always falls like bisil when they argue bishami. But v'horayt alas is kedivir bishami oisa. But whoever wants to do like bishami is allowed to. Or kedivir bisil oisa, or you could do like bisil if you want to. However, the Braisa says, if you do mikula bishami or mikula bisil, you take the leniencies of bishami and you put it together with the leniencies of bisil, then you're a rasha, then you're a wicked person because you're not doing like either one. But if you take the hard line, you take the stringency of the Beishamai, and even where he's lenient, then you take the stringency of the Beishil, then Allah Akas of Ayman, such a person, the Pasuk says in Keheles, Haksil Bachoshe Chaylech, the foolish one goes in darkness. Why are you making life so difficult and just taking the stringencies? Rather, what you should do is, either you follow Beishamai, both like his stringencies and his leniencies, or you take like Beishil, like his leniencies and his stringencies, but you don't follow each one like their stringencies. But before the Gemara addresses the question that we wanted to pose on the people of Nardoi, that they took both stringencies, the Gemara first asks an internal contradiction. Hagufa Kasha, how do you understand this Braisa? Amrit, lo'olam halacha k'bisil. First you said the halacha always follows like bisil. Yet, v'hada amrit, and then right away in the same breath you say, haretz lasis k'div b'shami oisa. Whoever wants to do like b'shami, he could do. How could you do that? I thought the halacha always follows like bisil. And then the Gemara says three answers. Loi Kasha. Kan koydim baskal. Here, where we said that haretz alasis kibeshami, whoever wants to do like beshami is allowed to do, that was a reference before the baskal, the heavenly voice that came out, which the Gemara later on this parak in David Gimel is going to say that a baskal, the heavenly voice, rang out from heaven and said the halacha falls like besil. So before that, then you were allowed to do like beshami. Kan la'acha baskal. Here, where we said that it's la'ilim kibesil, that was a reference that after the baskal were there, you're not allowed to do like beshami even if you want to. That's one approach. V'boy same, or another approach is, they're both talking about after the heavenly voice, which said the halacha falls like bisil. And then we continue on to Zayin Amid Alf. However, Rabbi Yeshua, this Tanuk opinion is Rabbi Yeshua, who he holds in Perek HaZav, in Masechtas Bava Metzia, to lay mashkech baskel. He wasn't concerned with the heavenly voice, although there was an episode over there where a heavenly voice rang out something. He said, loy bashamayimi, I don't care. Halacha does not follow what it says in heaven. We, the Chacham, we decide. And therefore, although the heavenly voice rang out, the halacha falls like bisil, you're still allowed to pass him like bisham if you want to. And finally, the third test the Gemara gives is v'ibay seimo, or another approach is that when it said haroitz alasis, whoever wants to do, it didn't mean necessarily beishame and beishil, because obviously you have to follow like beishil. As we said, halacha always follows like beishil. Rather, it means when you have a machlokes of other tanoim in general, where they're arguing about different ideas, for example, like the classic machlokes that beishame and beishil have, then, for example, then you would follow whichever one you wanted to do. However, it doesn't mean actually beishame and beishil, as the Gemara says, hachikama, kol heichad mishkachas, trei tanoi, betrei amaroi, de pligat dodi, that wherever you have two tanoim or two amarom arguing the way beishame and beishil always did, ke'ein machlokes beishame and beishil, then loy levit kikule demar vikikule demar, then you shouldn't be following, that's the point of what the Bryce was getting to, then you shouldn't do the leniencies of one opinion and the leniencies of the other opinion, not to gather the stringency of one opinion and the stringency of the other opinion, rather, either you take the stringencies of one with his leniencies, or the leniencies of the other with his stringency, but don't go ahead and just gather the leniencies or gather the stringencies, because then you're either a rasha or you're a fool. And that's what we meant why we picked Bisham Bisil, just because generally we know Bisham is the Machmer, Bisil is the Mekel. So if we said them as the classic prototype, but not that we actually meant Bisham Bisil, because then you cannot do like Bisham if you want to. Haroitza Lasles. It meant in general, Machlegis Tanoim, one is the stringent one, one is the lenient one, then you can follow whichever one you want, but don't go ahead and gather either the lenient ones or the stringent ones. So the Gemara says, Mikam Makom Kasha. So fine, you answered the Braisa. We gave three terutzim how to resolve the internal contradiction in the Braisa. How could you do like Bishamai when Allah always vows like Bisil? Again, either it's because it was before the Baskal, or it's even like the Baskal, but regarding those that don't care about a Baskal regarding the Halacha, or it didn't mean Bisham Bisil really in the classic sense, it just meant them as in the way of a paradigm. However, so that resolves that itself, but then we're back to the question, to the Nardoi. How did they do like the stringencies of both Rav and Shmuel, when Rav himself, although he's stringent in one aspect, would hold that it wouldn't require the door, because he holds the Tzuras HaPesach, and Shmuel that holds you need a door, wouldn't require in that case anyway, because that's a Mavei Yochum, and he holds that's like a Sasim. And I think more answers, that Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, Kule Karav Avdu. You're right, you don't go ahead and gather stringencies of either opinion to go ahead and take it the hard line. They were doing in totality like Rav. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, because Rav Huna said the name of Rav, that although halacha, although the actual strict letter of the law is like the Tanna Kamma, and that is all you need is a Turis HaPesach, however, the Ein Marinkin, but we don't instruct people like that. Rather, we instruct people to be Machm like Chananya, that you do require doors, as his opinion was in the opinion of Beis Hillel, and that's why it wasn't taking the hard line of Rav and Shmuel. Rather, we're going just like Rav, because although the letter of the law, Rav says, is that you only need like the Tanna Kamma Turis HaPesach. However, even Rav himself said, and that was what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that you should be stringent, and the way we give our Hara, the way we give our Psak, is that a person should have a Lech and Kaira, and a Dallas and a door, the way Chananya said in the name of Beis Hillel, and therefore wasn't taking two opinions, it was just like Rav.